Guys, I want to close us out with a question to, either of you can take this if you want, but just curious, with all we've talked about, all these different sectors, where are you looking to deploy some of your own capital over the year in 2026? Feel free to give names if you don't want to give names, sectors, whatever you want.
Yeah, I think we've both been pretty bullish on stuff that's coming out of the MetaDAO camp. A lot of it just down to basically what the recurring themes and the thesis are. A lot of accountability baked into those launches as well. Like, it's not the raise happens, but at the same time, there's basically like monthly allowances and just way more accountability as opposed to founders being able to front load the get rich quick phase of actually building anything. So I feel like there's a lot of teams that are going to come out, build similar products to what is already in existence, and just that extra level of, being able to build from the ground up and allow people to participate in the upside. I think like there's a really strong incentive there. So paying a hell of a lot of attention to what's going on in that camp.
Yeah, you took mine, but I'll add on. I mean, everything we've been talking about, we're pretty excited about, honestly. Hyperliquid, I'm very excited to see what they continue to do with perps. And yeah, if Tempo ever drops a token, I'll be pretty excited about that, but we'll see about that. And Polymarket, to be fair.
Do you think anyone else is able to, follow on the heels of Hyperliquid? I know Hyperliquid just continues to be the 800-pound gorilla in the room in terms of perps, but the Lighter launch happened in December. By the way, I don't have any investment in any of these other competing platforms either. So just genuinely curious, like, do you guys see there being a, fast follower, like someone who can be kind of like the call sheet to Polymarket? They're always nipping at their heels. They're competitive, but maybe they never catch them.
I think it has to differentiate enough from Hyperliquid in order to stand on its own 2 feet. Like, if someone wants to come in like Lighter and offer no fee trading, that makes sense. Maybe they want to offer mobile first trading, something like that, where it's notably different from Hyperliquid and you can't just bolt it on. Otherwise, I think Hyperliquid just gets 90% of the users. But I'm curious if you have different thoughts, Grant.
Yeah, it probably just plays out in a like regular power law, similar to how tier one, two, and three exchanges are. There's enough trading activity out there. There's enough obvious product market fit of what came before it with the likes of Hyperliquid, and let's not forget there was many that came before it. We were laughing the other day at GMX is still making $45 million a year, and it's at a $75 million market cap. It's fully vested, fully circulating. It's so, there's enough meat in these businesses to be stuck around, and like in anyone's eyes, that's like a really, really successful business. So you do just get this categorization of like tier one, twos and threes, but the vast majority just usually plays out in some kind of power law dynamic, I think.
Sorry, did you say it was, does GMX generate 45 million in revenue per year right now? Like, that's like not fees, that's revenue.
In fees and the portion of that distributed towards token holders is like 12, 11 million,
Wow.
which is just like, it's just like a sleeper that nobody talks about. And it's just like in anyone's book, that's like extremely profitable business. It's just crazy.